Yes, they usually had a fence around the house to keep the cattle, and they'd have a little garden, uh-huh. you know, uh-huh. and flowers, and they'd have to fence that in to keep the cattle out.
Yeah. What kind of a fence did you have?
Well, usually, of course, to fence in the cattle, they used barbed wire fences. There's a plaque right down there on the river telling about the first barbed wire that was made. But I guess around the house, maybe they had barbed wire too, because cattle can't go through that, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, did you have barbed wire around? Did you have a fence around the house that was up by the university?
No. It had large oak trees on it,
but no fence.
What
all different kinds of fences did people have besides barbed wire?
Well, picket fences, and some of these old farmers have rock fences.
Oh, uh-huh.
But they're breeding place for snakes, you know.
Really?
And barbed wire fences and... Now, I know down around Brenham and places like that, that's just beautiful country. Mm-hmm. And some of them have, remind me of England, they have these white picket fences all around those green pastures, you know, and cattle out, it looks so pretty.
Uh-huh. Yeah, those rock fences are pretty. I hadn't thought about them being a breeding place for snakes, but... They're pretty. There are a lot of those down near New Braunfels and places like that. What all kind of snakes do they have around here?
Well, they have quite a few rattlesnakes and then water moccasins around water.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever see one out here?
No. I guess there are too many people around now, you know, since they built all these walks. And you never hear much of snakes anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the 30s, didn't this river flood a whole lot?
Yes. Uh-huh.
My daddy was down here in school in the 30s, and he has tales about seeing houses go down the river.
Mm-hmm.
Was it just particularly bad then, or what?
Oh, yes. It was awful. And, you see, it's so swift. Mm-hmm. Even these little low water bridges from the hills. I know one of my best friends, she and her husband lived out on the lake, and I guess they'd gone across that bridge a million times. And one of those quick floods came, you know, a hard rain can come, and then this flood from these mountains. And you know, they were on that low water bridge, and it washed their car off, and she was drowned. He got to the bank, but she was drowned. But that goes to show, even though they had lived there for many, many years, they're so unpredictable.
Yeah, yeah.
And so whenever you're around this country, they say there's flooding in the hills. Well, mm-hmm. watch all the low water bridges, because mm-hmm. they're so swift they just brush a car right off.
Mm-hmm. I had a friend just last summer. You know, there was some flooding last summer. They were camping somewhere around here. I can't remember where they were exactly, and they saw it coming or somehow, mm-hmm. and they ran to get out of the way. But they must have run. Well, my friend was asleep, and her husband just yanked her up, and, you know, she woke up, but she said her feet probably didn't touch the ground for 100 yards, and mm-hmm. they got away, but the car they were in, they left the car there, mm-hmm. you know, and the car was just washed away.
Well, they were lucky to get it by.
Yeah, they really were.
They just don't realize how swift it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
a trouble.
There was somebody drowned out here not long ago.
Yes, he was from Saudi Arabia.